W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Stacey Lynn. A Supreme Court order could delay former President Trump's trial scheduled in March on charges he interfered in the 2020 presidential election. CBS's Erica Brown.
Trump posted a response to the decision on social media, saying in part, "Of course, I am entitled to presidential immunity. I was president. It was my right and duty to investigate and speak on the rigged and stolen 2020 presidential election."
Trump has said, "All of my charges must be dismissed. This case must stop because I am completely immune. These acts were based on acts I undertook when I was president." We actually don't have a Supreme Court ruling on this, which is not surprising because we've never had a former president engaged in this alleged behavior before.
That's legal analyst Jessica Levinson. The Detroit News is also reporting it has now reviewed a recording of a call the former president made to two Michigan county officials in 2020, urging them not to certify the election. Two Colorado paramedics were found guilty in the death of Elijah McClain. The 23-year-old black man was walking home when police forcibly restrained him, and then paramedics injected him with a sedative. He died 3 days later. McClain family spokeswoman Medean Holmes.
"I watched as the prosecution delivered the truth about what happened to Elijah in 2019. The truth is now real, and it is available for the people."
The Czech Republic's holding a day of national mourning for those killed at a Prague university.
"Neighbors of our city was died here. She was a professor of this, music professor. So it's very, very sad. Sorry."
"Unbelievable for us, this occasion."
13 people were shot dead by a student who then killed himself. As millions fly to their holiday destination this year, things are fairly smooth. But Cairo's Sam Campbell's at the airport in Seattle, where there was a baggage issue that caused some headaches.
"We got here enough time to get breakfast and drinks, and that's not going to happen. So we are lucky enough that we gave ourselves enough cushion."
The bag drop kiosks ultimately went back up, but not before some complications. This on the airport's projected third busiest day this Christmas.
Well, this year, Christmas is canceled in Bethlehem. The lights are dark and there are no Christmas markets. Mayor Hannah Hanania.
"We kept the spirit of Christmas. We are going to celebrate three Christmases, Catholic, Orthodox, and Armenian."
Christian leaders there canceled the celebrations in solidarity with Gaza. This is CBS News.
You don't need a job platform, you need a hiring partner. Indeed lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credit.
Hey, you. The one on the couch who just told your friend you can't go out because you're busy? Ready to get real about your psoriasis? When your current treatments don't do enough to help control the inflammation beneath the skin, causing plaques and pain, stressing and scratching, it's time to stop hiding and get real with your dermatologist so they can help you get clear. Get real clear about psoriasis at letsgetrealclear.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more straight talk. Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates. Now let's use them to save money on wireless. Because with the Straight Talk Silver plan, you get 4 lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts. So add those human pawns, loved ones, and save money. Thanks, kids. You're finally worth it. Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Get 4 lines on Silver Unlimited for $25 per line per month, plus taxes and fees. For data management practices and additional terms, visit straighttalk.com.
Locally grown radio, WFHR programming, is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
One. Purdy throws over the middle, picked off.
Moore.
Backside pressure, down he goes.
Game.
To the end zone, touchdown, Braylon Allen.
The Badgers. The Tigers. Live from Raymond James Stadium in Tampa, Florida, it's the ReliaQuest Bowl. Join us New Year's Day. Our coverage begins at 9 a.m. on your home for Wisconsin football. The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
It is going to be cloudy with drizzle and fog likely today. Our high right around 45 this afternoon. The wind will be out of the southeast at 5 to 15. More fog and drizzle tonight, 41. Tomorrow, cloudy with afternoon showers, 52. Rain likely tomorrow night into Christmas Day. Our high Christmas Day right around 48. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 39.
Welcome to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small, your source for the latest hunting and fishing information. Brought to you by LakeLink, your online fishing resource at lake-link.com.
Outdoors Radio is also brought to you by Huntworth Gear, performance camel wear at a price you can afford. Huntworthgear.com. And by Professional Hearing Care, LLC of Mauston, La Crosse, Westby, and Fitchburg, ProfHearingCare.com. I'm Dan Small. Today, adventure outfitter Nick Gordon invites us to go winter hammock camping. DNR biologist Christina Kazuski provides an update on chronic wasting disease in the elk herd in Jackson County, and Huntworth Gear Pro staffer Jeff Buds returns with more advice for turkey hunters. All that and more coming up on Outdoors Radio, so stay right there. If you're ever in a motor vehicle accident, call Hupe and Abraham, named best personal injury law firm by the Wisconsin Law Journal year after year. The firm of Hupe and Abraham has collected more than $1 billion for its clients. In fact, they collect millions of dollars every month for hundreds of satisfied clients. Call the firm voted best and rated best, Hupe and Abraham, 800-800-5678, or visit hupe.com. And all 11 offices of Hupe and Abraham in Wisconsin, Iowa, and Illinois are open for business. Well, joining me again from Wisconsin Rapids, Jeff Kelm. Well, Jeff, any chance to do any more hunting this week, this season?
No, not. Well, I'll get a chance this season yet. Yet, you know, a week and a half or so here. But I did not get a chance this last week. I was hoping to, but there's so many things going on for the holidays, Christmas programs, both for my wife's school and my kids' school, and still have other sports and things going on. It's just too difficult. So, you know, trying to squeeze that in, but, you know, you got to balance that life balance yet.
Absolutely. And how are your bees faring with this mild winter so far?
You know, I don't think they're hating it. My biggest fear is that when it's mild, they will eat more. They will end up basically just kind of lounging. They don't have to work so hard to keep everything warm, so they'll eat, because essentially they're nothing else to do. So they kind of go through the reserves a little bit faster when that happens, instead of concentrating on just keeping things warm, having a job to do. And so we'll have to see if they get into their emergency stores later this winter when, you know, I'm sure it'll eventually turn cold. So, you know, we'll see how they do.
Yeah, well, good luck with that. Our sheep are enjoying the mild weather, although they don't mind the cold weather at all. They're even grazing a little bit. We let them into a couple of pastures where we normally keep them out in the winter. But you know, and if we get some rain this week and some more mild weather, I don't know if that grass will grow again or not. But they're having a good time of it, too.
Sure.
Well, I went to my Safari Club International Badgerland Chapter Christmas party last weekend at Chula Vista, and Mike Kaminsky had a chance to show us some beautiful deer that he and his family have taken, and we're hoping to get him on next year's deer show. I didn't win a gun this time. Randy May said, "Well, Dan, you can't win a gun every time." I said, "Well, I wasn't planning on it, you know, but it's nice when it happens." But I did meet a couple who are from Northland College. They were students from back in my teaching days in the 1980s, believe it or not. Paul Ulig and Donna Gilkison, who are married and live in Eau Claire now, and it was great to catch up with them. He spotted me and he says, "Do you miss teaching at Northland?" And I said, "Well, in some ways, yeah, but how do you know I taught at Northland?" And he said, "Oh, I was a student there." And, you know,
Were they one of your students?
Well, she was, and neither she nor I could remember what class she took. So I remembered her name, and, you know, it's just nice to run into the folks from the past. I mean, you know, that happens now and then. Well, and coming up in a couple of weeks, I will be at the 13th Annual Randy and Janine Memorial Fishery, and that benefits Abate Wisconsin. You probably are familiar with that. That's the motorcycle rights group.
Yep.
Yeah, that's going to be on Saturday, January 20th at Knuckleheads Bar and Grill on Little Cedar Lake. And the proceeds go to raising motorcycle awareness. Randy Brossard and Janine Roman were actually killed in a motorcycle accident in 2011. And this event has raised thousands of dollars now for Abate. And they support, as I mentioned, motorcycle rights, safety, and education. So check my Facebook page for details, and if you're driving around the West Bend area, you might see a sign. Jeff Kahlo sent me a photo of a big sign out front of the Fleet Farm there that had a banner that said, Meet Dan Small.
Yeah. I saw it,
So I hope to see folks at Knuckleheads in West Bend on January 20th. I'll be there. I won't be there at 5 a.m., but it starts at 5 and it goes to 4 in the afternoon. I'll be there probably from noon till closing, and there's ice fishing and a cash raffle and a meat raffle and good cheer and, of course, support for Abate Wisconsin. Well, coming up, Huntworth Pro staffer Jeff Buds comes back one more time with more turkey hunting advice and a review of Huntworth gear and four-play box calls. DNR biologist Christina Kazuski updates us on CWD found in Jackson County and its possible impact on the elk herd there. And adventure outfitter Nick Gordon invites us to his 13th annual winter camping trip called the Frozen Butt Hang. All that and more straight ahead on Outdoors Radio.
Get ready now for 2024 with the official Outdoor News Sportsman's Calendar. Whether it's hunting, fishing, or finding your local sports show, this collectible calendar has it all. Stay ahead with moon phases, peak fish and wildlife activity times, and more, all surrounded by original images from the nation's top wildlife artists. Now available in multiple states, including Wisconsin, Minnesota, Iowa, and Illinois, all the way to New York. Supplies are limited, so get yours today at OutdoorNews.com.
Have more success on the ice with the LiveScope Plus Ice Fishing Bundle LI from Garmin. Drill fewer holes, catch more fish. This portable live sonar bundle comes with the LiveScope Plus system, EchoMap UHD 93 SV display, and a lithium battery. All packaged in a case, making hole hopping a breeze. LiveScope Plus helps you find more fish with improved resolution, reduced noise, clearer images, and better target separation. Fill your freezer with fillets with help from Garmin. Visit Garmin.com or shop your local Garmin dealer today.
Here's a message from our friends at Remy Battery in Milwaukee, Escanaba, and Houghton. We at Remy Battery Company want to thank all of our customers and friends we have made over the past 90 plus years and your continued support of our local family-owned company. Stop in and see the expertise of over 9 decades of battery knowledge and customer service. Let us take care of the batteries for all of your needs, from power tools to sump pumps and ATVs to hunting decoys, even down to the smallest hearing aids. Big and small, we have them all. Stop in for a free battery and electrical check before you hit the road, trails, or waters. Don't forget to ask your sales representatives about volume pricing. Call Remy at 414-384-0340 or visit online at remybattery.com for all your battery and battery accessory needs.
Since our inception, Huntworth has worked relentlessly to incorporate innovative technologies and forward-thinking design into affordable camouflage apparel. Our gear, designed with the Disruption Camo pattern, utilizes computer-generated graphics featuring a high level of random and abstract visual noise to help you remain undetected in the environment. So whether you need the latest in hunting gear technology or clothing that just simply fits your lifestyle, Huntworth gear is what you're looking for. HuntworthGear.com. That's HuntworthGear.com.
Welcome back to your source for the latest hunting and fishing information, Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. Joining me now is adventure guide and outfitter Nick Gordon. He's the owner of Now Outdoors Expedition Company, and he's led people to backcountry adventures in Wisconsin, the Boundary Waters, Mount Everest, the Andes of Peru, the Amazon jungle of Colombia, and beyond. And his website is nowoutdoors.org. He joins us now from, I believe, his home base in Kenosha, Wisconsin. Well, Nick, welcome back to the Outdoors Radio Network.
Hey, Dan. Glad to be back.
You are home.
Yep.
That's a rarity for you, isn't it?
Yeah, the month of November into December, I'm home quite a bit more prepping for winter. We've got a really, really busy winter season that's about to unfold here.
One of your big events is the Frozen Butt Hang, and this is coming up in January. When does it actually happen?
This will be January 5th through the 7th up near Pearson, Wisconsin. And right now we've got at least 45 people registered. It's just a big, free, fun event for people that love being out in the wintertime. And this particular trip is for hammock camping. It's sort of a celebration of hammocks, and we get a lot of DIY gear makers and folks from all over the place that come out for this one.
How many can you accommodate on an event like this?
A lot of places that host big campouts, they're limited because of maybe they're at a campground or campsite where there's parking limitations or space limitations for tents. But in the North Woods, there's trees everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Where we host this event, it's actually on a little peninsula off the Ice Age Trail near Game Lake. And because it tends to attract a more advanced winter camping crowd, folks that are really comfortable out in the cold and have a lot of quality gear that they can trust out there, they're more likely to actually set up camp kind of further away from the main fire. So with that said, you know, we get people that will go across the lake, hike down the Ice Age Trail, some other areas. People kind of spread out and find this spot. We still have one big central fire. So when there's a group of 40, 50 people, that fire might be 8 feet across. So we can, you know, have all of our water pots and things on there. There's a lot of cooking, pretty much all day cooking going on. But we haven't felt it's really crowded, to be honest. People will go for hikes during the day. There's maybe a couple people that ice fish. It's a lot of fun.
Campfires are essential to most camping trips, but I guess it's really important if you're winter camping.
Yeah, when you have an open fire outside, there's a lot of firewood you got to process with a lot of hands out there. It makes it relatively easy. Some folks actually will have hammock hot tents. So imagine, you know, what you'd picture as a typical A-frame style wall tent, but maybe one side's a little bit wider than the other, and there's a hammock in the middle. So if you're burning a wood stove, it's a lot more efficient. But yeah, there's a lot of firewood processing going on, and the fire never really goes out for this one. There's always somebody sitting out there cooking or hanging out.
You call this the Frozen Butt Hang, and you mentioned hammocks a couple of times. Where did this idea come from?
Back when I started Now Outdoors, 2010, I was actually already leading some trips in 2009 with just peers and friends. The hammock camping community was sort of a gateway for me to get back out in the woods. I spent a lot of time as a kid in my grandmother's cabin up north near Pearson, actually. And, you know, in high school and college, you kind of put some of those hobbies and things on the back burner. And so I'd taken a couple classes in college, and I was invited to be a TA for their outdoor programs. And I got back into it. And when I discovered hammock camping, I found this really cool community online through hammockforums.net, where, you know, all these folks were out there kind of finding their own way of being out in the woods in essentially a more comfortable way, as they would describe it. And I really fell in love with that community. And they would host these things called group hangs, where you just get together with a bunch of other buddies from the internet that sleep in hammocks and, you know, find a park and hang out for a weekend. Minnesota actually hosted the first Frozen Butt Hang. It was a really cool idea, and they had a lot of people there. But, you know, it wasn't really near where I was living. And I thought I could do something a little bit different, too. Their Frozen Butt Hang, I believe, was hosted by a YMCA campground. And I tend to be more interested in the high adventure stuff. So I thought, well, maybe I can do something similar, but we'll hike in farther. We'll try to, you know, find a colder temperature, you know, make it a little more challenging. So we called it the cold cheese hang or something like that.
Uh-huh.
But over the years, it's gotten bigger and bigger and bigger. The first 4 or 5 years, I think they were just the same 5 to 12 people showing up. And now it sort of has come alive in a way, and we get people from across the country, and we get these bigger groups. We get YouTubers that come out there every year now to film, and it's just kind of a big, fun thing. I definitely didn't come up with the idea, but I ran with it here in Wisconsin, and it's been going as long as I've had Now Outdoors. It never gets old.
This is the 13th annual. What is the great appeal to winter camping?
Well, a lot of folks would tell you they don't like bugs, and there's no bugs out there. There's a lot of folks that like to be out in the woods to unplug and get away from other people. They want some alone time. They want to unplug and just be in a quiet space and do their thing. And granted, the Frozen Butt Hang, there's a lot of people out there. But in the wintertime, when you're out in the woods, it's a very quiet place. The snow, I feel like, absorbs sound. And you can see farther into the woods because people who winter camp would also argue that it's their favorite season, to be honest.
And eating well is a big deal for you on these trips, isn't it?
Yeah, in the wintertime, your body's constantly trying to maintain that core temperature. So your body's processing all the water you're drinking, you know, at a higher rate. You're burning calories at a higher rate. So if you're sitting around camp, say at the frozen butt hang, there's tons of food. People bring food. There's one guy that will haul a Blackstone griddle out there, out to the woods, and we've got Dutch ovens and reflector ovens and all sorts of things going all the time. But on our snowshoe trips, on our expeditions, we need to have, you know, 5,000 to 6,000 calories a day for some of these things. And so, you know, I've got to be very mindful of the meals that I'm planning for folks on our trips and be mindful of how often we're eating just so that we can keep those calories up. My longest winter trip to date was 22 days, and that was up in Ontario back in 2019. And we were eating about 5,000 calories a day. On that particular trip, I lost about 22 pounds in 22 days. Snowshoeing in general is at least 50% more challenging, more physically demanding than backpacking with a backpack on. It can be very tough, especially in deep snow, hauling a heavy load. So you definitely need to keep it up. I love good food on the trail. So right now I'm actually prepping our meals. I've got, you know, the barbecue pork spaghetti that people love, and thinking about my breakfast menus and trying to think outside the box a little bit. Like, I like French toast, right? But one of my favorite ways to make it in the woods is instead of using Texas toast, use pound cake. Why not?
Sure.
There's no rule that says you have to use Texas toast, right?
Yeah.
So little things like that to just add the extra calories really go a long way.
Well, you've got some exotic trips planned for this coming year as well, don't you?
Yeah. Well, we're going to be going back to Peru end of June for about 2 weeks. And we'll be down there doing an Inca Trail Machu Picchu portion, and then we're going to go out to a more remote area and do an Alsangate circuit. And then we've got plans to go to Nepal at the end of September. So that one's on the calendar now. We're just starting to get people registering for Everest Base Camp. And we are working on possibly this fall doing an actual pack rafting trip as well. It's been in the works for a while. I'd like to see it happen next year. But a lot of folks, they think of Nepal, they think of the mountains. But we're also, we've got a pack rafting trip that is just about ready to put out there and see what we can do.
Well, if people want to learn more and especially register for your events, what's the best way to reach you? Through your website?
Yeah, the best way to reach us is to shoot us an email at info@nowoutdoors.org.
Okay. Well, Nick, we got to let you go, but thanks so much for telling us about the frozen butt hang. I hope some of our listeners take the opportunity to join you and have some fun in the winter. It's not going to be that cold, or at least right now it isn't. We don't know what January is going to look like yet.
Yeah, it's going to go by real quick, I think, this year. It's been pretty mild, but there is a lot of nice cold temperatures way up north where there's a lot of good ice formation, not a lot of snow yet. So hopefully the slush won't be quite so bad later on in the season.
All right. Well, Nick, thanks so much, and happy camping, and Merry Christmas to you.
Yeah, you too. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Nick Gordon is the owner of Now Outdoors Expedition Company. You can learn about his events and sign up if you want to join him on one at nowoutdoors.org. I'm Dan Small. You are listening to Outdoors Radio.
Listen to more Outdoors Radio online at dansmalloutdoors.com. Welcome back to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Thanks for joining us on Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. Huntworth Gear is performance camo wear at a price you can afford. You can find it at Mills Fleet Farm and other retailers, and also online at huntworthgear.com. Joining us once again, 2 weeks in a row now, is Huntworth Pro Staffer Jeff Buds. He's a guide, a writer, and a pro staffer with several companies. He lives down in Florida, but he travels all over the country and all over the world, actually. He has more than 35 years of experience hunting all over the world, and he's killed more than 500 wild turkeys, more than 100 grand slams, and he's a Huntworth pro staffer, and his website is tagitworldwide.com. You'll find links to his Facebook and Instagram accounts there as well. And he was on our show last week, and Jeff, welcome back, and thanks for joining us again.
Thanks for the introduction, Dan. Great to be back.
It is great to talk to you, and we ran out of time last week, and we never got to talk about Huntworth gear, but that's the camo pattern that you've been wearing for some time, isn't it?
Absolutely. I love it.
And what is it about Huntworth that you like? Besides the price, it's a good price.
First off, what grabbed me is they came up with their own camo pattern.
Yep.
I don't pay for somebody else's logos. And that's what people are doing when they're wearing a lot of this other camo. I just want good stuff that lasts. A lot of equipment that I buy that's very expensive, but it lasts a long time. And it's great quality. What Huntworth did is they came in and they created something. For instance, I've got the waterproof top and bottom that's also warm. I honestly wear it plenty just to keep warm, but it's held up. I've had the same suit for 3 years, and it's probably half the price of Mossy Oak or Realtree or Under Armour or Nomad brand of the same waterproof exterior shell jacket. I love it. It's very functional. They went through a learning curve as any company when they're starting off. And I had given some advice many years ago as far as fit and longevity and different stuff. And the great news is how receptive they are, you know, and they listen to the consumers. Anyway, just a smaller company, and they've got their finger on the pulse, and I'm impressed from top to bottom.
Yeah, I've been wearing their gear for a number of years as well, and my son has too. And my son and I have both the extra warm heat boost and the normal heavyweight stuff, and our deer season was so mild this year that John said, even this regular warm stuff, I can't wear it if I'm doing any walking. I'm too hot. It's great for sitting.
Yeah.
But the heat boost itself, I mean, you can sit all day in frigid temperature.
Yep, it's good stuff. Good stuff.
And the patterns that they devised are computer-generated, I believe they all are. They look like natural things, but their original pattern, Disruption, is totally computer-generated, and the more recent ones, I believe they're still computer-generated, but they look more natural, more like sticks and twigs and leaves and that kind of thing. But they help you disappear, for sure.
Yep, I agree. And as much as you talk about patterns and this and that, and some of the companies go absolutely crazy, and they'll show you a picture, like, look at the seven people in this picture that are in camo. And, you know, I've seen some of that stuff and been impressed. But if you're a good hunter and you're doing what you're supposed to do, paying attention, staying out of the way of your quarry, and doing what you're supposed to do when you're supposed to do it, you don't have to be invisible. You just have to blend in. And the stuff these guys make, it works great. It really does.
Well, let's talk about another product now that you and I are both working with, and that is the four-play turkey call. Brian Benolkin of Pennsylvania, he didn't invent it. He bought the design, and he's selling it, and it's a turkey call that actually makes four different sounds with one box call. It's a patented design, and now he's got a newer one that I haven't seen one yet, but he's got one that he's sending me, and as soon as I get it, I'm going to start playing with it because I want to use it next spring. It's called the Rafter, but you've used that, and quite successfully, haven't you?
I have, and so the listeners, because of course we're listening and not watching, they all know what the normal box call looks like, and you have a paddle, and just imagine with the paddle, they strike both sides differently. You know, one going away, one coming to you, go back and forth. Well, the difference with his, it has a hinge on the end of the paddle, makes it so you can spin the paddle to the backside, and there's two more pieces of wood. So there's four different, and they have different type of wood, and thusly different sounds. It's perfect because you can sound like multiple different birds. I always have two mouth calls in my mouth. I used to have three, but I've sort of gotten used to doing more with less. So I always have two because I can make different noises. mean, when I say it fit like a glove for me, because I already bought in on the concept of trying to sound like several different birds. So if he's a couple hundred yards away, you know, I hunt the big country out west, the thick swamps down here. Whenever you need to cut through the fat, the sound, and really enunciate and get it out there, that's when you're using a box call. Windy, on a big ridge, but when you need to, it screams out there and it sounds great. And I don't just sit there on the ridge or by the tree and just sit there and go 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4. I've got a sweet one I like the best. To me, it sounds the best. But again, we've been in the woods. I know I have, and heard the best call in the world and go sneaking up. And there's some dude sitting there with his call. And I go, oh, man. And then another time, I hear the worst call in the world. I honestly think somebody's predator calling. And I go stomping around the corner to give them a piece of my mind, going, you're going to scare every bird away. Get out of here. Blah, blah, blah. And there's a flock of turkeys, and the boss hen is sounding off, and she sounded the worst thing, and they're all talking back and forth. So beauty is in the eye of the beholder, and the sound, they all have different sounds, but I like one of them the best. They just each have a different tone, and if you've heard enough of calling, you can discern between the differences and use that to your advantage. Something else, when you're calling, a little tidbit, especially with a box call, the sound 30, 50, or 100 yards away is going to be so much different. And I like analogies for everybody. So anybody who wants to think about difference in tones, we all think we know what we sound like. Go ahead and record yourself and listen to it. It does not sound the same. You know it's you, but it does not sound the same as it does in our own head because there's a difference. But anyway, have a friend use it. Step away, and I tell you, you know, I do a lot of Osceola guiding, but where I really do well is I guide Grand Slams. You know, I'm the only one that does it, and guys search me out, and my norm is a guy that's killed maybe one. Most of them have never killed a turkey. They hear about it, find out about me, and they want to check it off their list. So I do a Grand Slam. I have a guy come in Orlando. I pick them up, and they're coddled. It's door-to-door, everything included. So I pick them up. We do an Osceola in South Florida. We drive to North Florida, the Georgia line, and hunt for an Eastern. And 4 days trip, they're done with two toms. That's late March, early April. And then in late April or early May, I pick them up in Denver. We drive, go to South Dakota or Nebraska for a Miriam, and then down to Kansas or Nebraska for a Rio, back to Denver. They're 8 days, four toms, a single season Grand Slam, and they check it off their list and say, thank you very much. So I do that. So not only for my own personal birds, but with the guys that it means everything to because they're paying the bills. It says a lot when that's the only thing I'll carry and have, and I will for, I can't imagine changing it up. It really works well. So it's been all over the country for all the different types of birds and works just the same and works great for all of them.
What are the advantages of a box call that has a variety of different tones when you're hunting all over the country as you are?
Whether I'm using a mouth call or a slate. So if I have a slate call, I carry two with me because with mouth calls, I have two in my mouth. Slate calls, I'll sand them and my strikers, and I'll have them ready when it's crunch time. And then the box call, I have one box call. Whenever I'm against a bird, we're trying to get inside of his head. We're trying to make him think that there's a receptive hen or a flock of birds. I always try and sound like a party, and he just can't resist it. He has to come check us out. And when he does, then you can hopefully be able to capitalize on that.
And you can do that with the four different sides on the rafter and your mouth call and your slate calls.
Yep, and in combination, think about having that. Two slate calls, two mouth calls, one box call, and I do a couple little tweaks with my mouth calls, but and I change when I call, I'll turn my body, I might step behind a tree, I might go over a little lip, because as you know, just the difference in tone, and then the pitch and the sound and movement around, I just want to blow them away and make just can't resist. Because time is money. I mean, for me, when I'm doing it for a living and I've got a lot involved, I need to get in and get out. And I tell everybody this, I'm not paid to hunt. I'm paid to kill. And the best best I know at it in chasing these guys the way I do it. I hope that speaks, gives a little bit of more of an endorsement for products that I use, because I wouldn't be out there using them successfully if they didn't work.
Well, Jeff, it's been great talking with you both last week and again this week, and we touched on it a little bit last week, but what is left for Jeff Buds, the turkey hunter?
A lot of things. Finishing up different slams with different weapons, big things, but I've slowed down, definitely. I haven't gotten four grand slams since 20 when I got to 100. That was my goal. I wanted to super slam all 49 states because there's none in Alaska, and I wanted 100 grand slams. Now I'm slowly just chipping away at different grand slams with different weapons, different styles, left-handed. But the big thing is I've got a five-and-a-half-year-old. Pretty soon he'll be chasing whenever he's ready for it, and it's going to be everything for me. And I do try and get away as much as I can and chase him, because I know whenever he does, those birds are going to be thankful he came around, because the pressure is going to be taken off. It's going to all be about him.
Fantastic. Well, Jeff, we will keep in touch as we have over the years, and I especially want to hear about your son's interest in hunting, if he develops that, and how he does, and what his future looks like. It's a great story. So thanks so much.
Gotcha.
And Merry Christmas to you and to your family, and we will keep in touch.
Hey, Happy New Year, Merry Christmas, and God bless. Thanks, Dan.
Thank you. Jeff Buds is a turkey pro, as you could tell. He's a guide, a writer, and a fellow with a lot of experience in turkey hunting. You can book him if you like, or learn what he's been up to at tagitworldwide.com. I'm Dan Small. You are listening to Outdoors Radio.
Are you putting off treating your hearing loss for you or a loved one because you can't afford it? Hi, I'm Dr. Laura Venipal from Professional Hearing Care, and I'm telling you that you couldn't be further away from the truth. I believe that everyone should have access to hearing health care and improve cognitive health, and that's why we offer our affordable treatment plan. Our team is dedicated to taking the stigma and cost of hearing loss out of the picture. For a free consultation, call 608-292-4916 or visit our website at www.profhearingcare.com.
Enjoy the ultimate shooting experience at the Range of Richfield, your one-stop shop for all shooters. Just north of the Richfield Cabela's store on Helson Drive, the Range of Richfield offers 12 state-of-the-art 25-yard indoor shooting lanes for all pistol and common rifle loads, classes in home defense, basic handgun and concealed carry, a retail shop, trophy mount display, and more in a welcoming, family-friendly setting. Open daily except Monday to the public and members. Your ultimate shooting experience, therangewi.com.
Get ready now for 2024 with the official Outdoor News Sportsman's Calendar. Whether it's hunting, fishing, or finding your local sports show, this collectible calendar has it all. Stay ahead with moon phases, peak fish and wildlife activity times, and more, all surrounded by original images from the nation's top wildlife artists. Now available in multiple states, including Wisconsin, Minnesota, Iowa, and Illinois, all the way to New York. Supplies are limited, so get yours today at OutdoorNews.com.
Have more success on the ice with the LiveScope Plus Ice Fishing Bundle LI from Garmin. Drill fewer holes, catch more fish. This portable live sonar bundle comes with the LiveScope Plus system, EchoMap UHD 93SV display, and a lithium battery. All packaged in a case, making hole hopping a breeze. LiveScope Plus helps you find more fish with improved resolution, reduced noise, clearer images, and better target separation. Fill your freezer with fillets with help from Garmin. Visit Garmin.com or shop your local Garmin dealer today.
Locally grown radio, WFHR programming, is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Did you know December 25th isn't just Christmas? It's also National Pumpkin Pie Day. This delicious dessert originated in the U.S. in the 1800s and really grew in popularity when it became a part of Thanksgiving, though the official day to celebrate pumpkin pie is still December 25th. Sounds like a delicious reason to enjoy it. Don't forget to add some ice cream or whipped cream for an extra special treat. I'm Terry Barr, and from all of us with the Civic Media Radio Network, happy holidays.
Happy holidays from WFHR. It's that time of the year when you share Christmas cheer with people that you know. No matter where you go, go, you can always see a glow. And the people you meet as you walk down the street, the magic really shows. Happy holidays from WFHR. With this song that we sing, we hope to bring happiness to your heart. And for the new year, we wish for you the best. Merry Christmas to you from WFHR.
Hi, this is Chuck Gennaro from WFHR, taking just a moment to wish you and yours a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Celebrating 75 years.
We got something going here in Madison.
On the ice.
Shoots and scores again.
Against the boards.
He hangs on. Badgers kill off the major.
Between the pipes.
Redirect another fantastic stop.
This is Badger Hockey.
Shoots one, scores. Wow.
It's everything.
For the win, he shoots and scores.
Badger Hockey lives here.
Keep it going, baby.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Having low income can mean making tough choices. Choosing between paying for food or medication or a place to live is a reality for many people. Do you know someone who could use some extra help? Find out about the Supplemental Security Income Program, SSI, administered by Social Security. You could receive monthly SSI payments if your income and financial resources are low and you are 65 or older, or an adult or child with a disability or who is blind. SSI is money you can use to help pay for basic needs, like putting food on the table, keeping the lights on, paying the rent. It can mean new shoes for growing feet or help with medical needs. Call 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/SSI to schedule an appointment or start to apply today. That's ssa.gov/SSI. This message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
The Jell-O program starring Jack Benny.
The Johnson Wax program with Fibber McGee and Molly.
Kraft Music Hall with Bing Crosby and his distinguished guests for this Christmas Eve.
Be our guests for the WFHR tradition of 30 hours of Christmas. Starting at noon on Christmas Eve, enjoy 30 hours of old-time radio, classic Christmas music, and special broadcasts of the Sunshine Polka Show, Seth Faces the Music, and Director's Cut. Exclusively on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM, it's a Merry Christmas from all of us at WFHR, locally grown radio.
The fastest hour in radio, serving truth, justice, and equality with every slice. Outside the Pizza Box with Pizza Mike. Friday nights at 7 on locally grown radio, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR.
Welcome back to your source for the latest hunting and fishing information. Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. Chronic wasting disease has been present in Wisconsin for more than 20 years, and every year it shows up in another county or two. And the most recent new county with a CWD-positive deer was Jackson County. And as you probably know, Jackson County is also the location of Wisconsin's second elk herd. And joining us now to talk about this recent development and implications for the elk herd is Wisconsin DNR wildlife biologist Christina Kozuski. Christina, thanks for joining us, and welcome to the Outdoors Radio Network.
Thanks for having me today, Dan. I appreciate it.
Well, what can you tell us about that CWD-positive deer, the first one discovered in Jackson County?
The CWD-positive came from a hunter-harvested deer. It was a two-year-old buck, and the location of that harvest was on the very northwestern side of Jackson County, very near the Trempealeau border, actually within a mile of the Trempealeau border. And so you're right, this is the first documented positive white-tailed deer in Jackson County, and it was located actually about 5 miles from the first Trempealeau County positive as well. I actually was the one that sampled that buck from the hunter and actually sampled it as well with two other fawns that were harvested by the hunting party, in which those fawns came back negative for CWD. Since then, there's been one additional CWD positive that was, again, a two-year-old buck, and it was harvested on the 18th of November, so during gun season. This was also on the very western border of Jackson County. However, about 10 miles south of that positive. So kind of towards the mid to southern end of Jackson County. When we found out that the first CWD positive was within 5 miles of the Trumbull County positive, we definitely felt that there could be a tie between those two positive animals. However, since then, the second positive came up and it's further away than a typical buck going to be traveling at that time. So we feel like these are more isolated instances and not tied based off of their location.
Now, baiting and feeding of deer was already banned in Jackson County because of discoveries of CWD outside the county, correct?
That's correct. Jackson County incorporated its first bait ban due to a CWD positive within Eau Claire County. And so when a CWD positive occurs, we put a 10-mile radius on that data point, and any counties included within that 10-mile kind of buffer zone, they also receive a bait ban. It's a 2-year bait ban if your county is included in that radius. However, it's a 3-year bait ban if the positive occurs within the county. So Jackson County will now be on a 3-year bait ban from about that November 18th timeframe.
Do you know how many deer were tested in Jackson County this year?
Our latest data is from December 3rd, and it shows 203 deer were sampled this year, and that is an uptick from last year. The season total from 2022 was actually 199. So we have seen a little bit more deer being sampled this year, and that 199 deer that were sampled encompasses all harvest seasons in 2022. So I can imagine we'll end the season within Jackson County 220 to 250 deer.
How are hunters responding to the request to test deer?
Based off an uptick in numbers year over year, I would say that hunters are at least willing to and increasingly sampling their deer.
What are the implications for your elk herd? Where are the elk located, and what implications are there from these positives for the herd?
CWD positive within Jackson County came from a location, like I mentioned, on the very western border of Jackson County. That's actually 24 miles as the crow flies from our current elk management zone. And we do have a couple GPS collared elk that reside on the western side or northwestern side of our elk management zone. The most current elk location is about 21 miles as the crow flies from that CWD positive. And now, in light of the second CWD positive, which is more southerly than the first CWD positive, it's probably a little bit closer, maybe 20 miles from our elk management zone from that second CWD positive. There is some distance still between the confirmed positives and where our elk actually do reside on the landscape. So the department and our elk advisory committee feel the risk is pretty low to our elk herd at this given time. However, the department and our partners will continue to collaborate on means of preventing the spread of CWD to wild elk. That would include working with our CWD implementation team to develop some options for responding to CWD positive detections within the county, and also work with our wildlife health program to incorporate knowledge and develop guidelines to respond to this situation. So at this point, we are having conversations at the committee level to determine what are these preventative actions and develop some guidelines. That being said, we don't expect any immediate implications for elk herd within the central zone.
Okay, but the crow flies and the elk walks, and one young bull was seen down in Dane County. And was that the same elk that was killed in Illinois by a vehicle collision?
Yes, it was the same elk, and we can be very confident in stating that because we've received trail camera pictures from members of the public of this particular bull elk, which includes an ear tag and an identifiable number on there. Number 357, and we keep a roster of the elk that we do know are out there that we've handled. And so we knew that it was a bull elk born in 2020 and was actually captured as a calf. And then, of course, when the carcass was retrieved off the highway in Illinois, that ear tag was still attached to the animal.
Okay. Do you have any more wanderers from your herd?
We haven't received any additional reports of bulls that are wandering or more transient right now. It is typical to receive reports from bulls that maybe you can distinguish between antler characteristics, but this year those observations came forth and it was particularly this one animal. We did have one that came to our knowledge near Fort McCoy. We have a couple bulls in and out of that area each year, so a little less atypical.
How about elk moving down from Clam Lake or going up there from Jackson County? Has that happened recently?
I believe it was 3 years ago that a bull elk went from the central zone up to the Clam Lake area. And likewise, or alternatively, I should say, two cows came from the Clam Lake area down to the Black River Falls herd. Unfortunately, one of those cows was hit by a vehicle last year, and then also the bull that made it up to Clam Lake has since died. There is one cow that's still in the central zone that came from the Clam Lake area.
Are you concerned about this discovery of CWD and how it might impact elk?
With the spread of CWD starting in the southern counties and has come further north, we were expecting that someday Jackson County would probably have a positive within their wild deer herd. So we knew it was on the horizon at some point. That being said, I do think that we have time to get a strategy in place to minimize the spread from that western edge of our county over to the east within our herd. But at this point, we're not extremely concerned. We are taking preventative measures and preparing ourselves for potentially additional CWD positives within the county.
So what advice have you got for hunters or anyone who's out observing wildlife either intentionally or just casually in Jackson County?
It's great to see hunters getting their deer sampled for their own consumptive safety, but then also to allow managers to detect CWD where it is present. We continue to urge slowing the spread of CWD, and Jackson County is an area where we might be able to do that given the low CWD positive prevalence rate. We also seen increased use of a deer carcass dumpster within Jackson County. So that's located at the Black River Falls DNR service station and have seen excellent use and actually increased use year over year. So it seems as if hunters are on board. They're utilizing the services that are provided to them, whether that be sampling or carcass disposal. As far as wildlife watchers, it's great to see people out there enjoying the species that we manage day to day. And just a note of caution that all these species are wildlife and their wild actions can't be understated. So using safety while you're out looking for animals, especially if you're out on the roadway looking, make sure to keep everyone safe, both yourselves and others around you. But certainly enjoy it. And that's why we're here, is for members of the public to enjoy everything that surrounds wildlife.
And if people see elk outside the immediate area where the herd is located, should they let you know?
Yes, definitely. It's very much appreciated if members of the public have, especially a trail camera photo or a cell camera photo, to be able to share that with us. It allows us to, A, confirm that it is an elk that people are looking at, but also, B, if we can get specific characteristics or if it has an ear tag or a collar, those bits of information are very important to allow us to keep track of these animals that may be a little bit more transient residing outside of the elk management zone.
All right. Well, Christina, we will let you go. I appreciate that information, and I'm sure a lot of listeners are concerned about CWD wherever it is and interested in the elk herd. So thank you so much, and Merry Christmas to you.
Thank you, Dan. Merry Christmas.
That was Christina Kazuski, DNR wildlife biologist in Jackson County, located in Black River Falls. I'm Dan Small. You are listening to Outdoors Radio.
Since our inception, Huntworth has worked relentlessly to incorporate innovative technologies and forward-thinking design into affordable camouflage apparel. Our gear, designed with the Disruption Camo pattern, utilizes computer-generated graphics featuring a high level of random and abstract visual noise to help you remain undetected in the environment. So whether you need the latest in hunting gear technology or clothing that just simply fits your lifestyle, Huntworth Gear is what you're looking for. HuntworthGear.com. That's HuntworthGear.com.
Are you putting off treating your hearing loss for you or a loved one because you can't afford it? Hi, I'm Dr. Laura Venipal from Professional Hearing Care, and I'm telling you that you couldn't be further away from the truth. I believe that everyone should have access to hearing health care and improve cognitive health, and that's why we offer our affordable treatment plan. Our team is dedicated to taking the stigma and cost of hearing loss out of the picture. For a free consultation, call 608-292-4916 or visit our website at www.profhearingcare.com.
Enjoy the ultimate shooting experience at the Range of Richfield, your one-stop shop for all shooters. Just north of the Richfield Cabela's store on Helson Drive, the Range of Richfield offers 12 state-of-the-art 25-yard indoor shooting lanes for all pistol and common rifle loads, classes in home defense, basic handgun and concealed carry, a retail shop, trophy mount display, and more in a welcoming, family-friendly setting. Open daily except Monday to the public and members. Your ultimate shooting experience, therangewi.com.
The Midwest's largest fishing website, lake-link.com, is your online fishing resource. 90% of Lake Link's features are yours to use free of charge. And members get access to Lake Link's online lake map library, lets you get GPS coordinates of any spot on the lake, and export waypoints to your onboard electronics. Members also get free outdoor classified ads, discounts on online store merchandise, and a whole lot more. You can also listen to Outdoors Radio 24/7 on Lake Link. Listen to this week's show, catch any of our past shows, subscribe to our podcast, or even sign up for our weekly e-newsletter so you'll know in advance what's coming up right here. Just type in the keyword radio. See what you've been missing. Log on to lake-link.com today. That's lake-link.com.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Jeff Kelm. We're brought to you by Cedar Lake Sales on Highway 33 West in West Bend, on the web at cedarlakesales.com. And they're closed right now through the remainder of the year. They'll open up after the first, and they will be ready for you to come on in. And I think they're going to be over at the boat show as well. Dan will talk about that here shortly. We're also brought to you by Huntworth Gear, performance camel wear at a price you can afford, huntworthgear.com. And by Professional Hearing Care, LLC of Mauston, La Crosse, Westby, and Fitchburg, profhearingcare.com.
That's right. The Cedar Lake Sales folks will be at the Milwaukee Boat Show, which is coming up in a couple of weeks. They have 40 fishing boats and pontoons that are going to be on display there, and they will have the latest of each brand. So check them out, and of course, details on their website, cedarlakesales.com. And if our TV show is not airing where you live, that's Outdoor Wisconsin. You can always watch past episodes at milwaukeepbs.org. And our Deer Hunt Wisconsin show from the last several years is archived on the Deer Hunt Wisconsin TV YouTube channel.
This show is also online all the time. You can download it, take it with you. Go to outdoors, or go to lake-link.com, go to the Outdoor Radio page there. And then you can also check out outdoornews.com/podcast to find it there as well. Find Dan on social media at Dan Small Outdoors. Find me at Hardwater Jeff.
And as I mentioned earlier, I'll be at the 13th annual Memorial Fishery to Benefit Abait Wisconsin on Saturday, January 20th at Knuckleheads Bar and Grill, and that's on Little Cedar Lake. And for details, check out my Facebook page or just drive by the Fleet Farm in West Bend. There's a big banner there letting you know the date and the fact that I'll be there. Our theme music is by Warren Nelson. You can hear more of his tunes and look for updates on his performances at warrennelson.com. I'm Dan Small here with Jeff Kelm. Well, Jeff, Merry Christmas, and we'll talk to you just before New Year's.
Sounds good. Merry Christmas, Dan. Thank you.
You bet. Merry Christmas, everyone. We'll be back next week with one more show before the new year, so get outside this weekend and be sure to join us again next week for Outdoors Radio.
When my wrist gets a little chilly on the gunwale, when my lazy Ike is just too lazy to lure, when the worms go dry in the coffee can, honey, I'll be trolling home to you.
hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Hey, WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.3